Rochelle and Faded, you're up.
No problem. I've got plenty of time.
No, you don't. You're on my dime.
Hey, I'm not through!
Yes, you are. Daddy says my cell phone bills are high enough. Now look what you did, Spellman.
Sorry. Ow! Jem, we gotta get back. I mean it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not through yet. Owl file Sherry's fun!
Listen, see how hard this goop is turning? If we don't get it off real soon, it might turn solid and we'd be stuck together forever.
But you said it would wear off.
Yeah, I know. But what do I know? I just talked to, my uncle, and he says he has some, solvent that he thinks might get it off right now. But if we wait much longer...
Well, why didn't you say so? The sooner I can get rid of you, the better. Elf hater.
Fine, we're out of here. This way.
Wrong. I know this place better than my father's bank balance.
Been to an ATM recently? This way!
I should have known better than to listen to you. This way.
No, this way!
Oh, great. Nice work, Spellman. You made us miss the boat.
Me? Half those wrong turns were yours! I've fallen over every elf on Muddy Pretty Isle.
Never mind. There's a boat every 20 minutes. Why don't you stay a while, Elf? I will make you smile, Elf. I'll sure is fun.
It's been 25 minutes. Where is that boat?
Shh. Just look at that little elf. No wonder he's always smiling. He just works all day alongside his teeny tiny papa. No one expects him to dress for success, or be the most popular, or do anything but make shoes.
I know what you mean. My mom's always expected me to get straight A's, to be tops of my class. That is, when she's here. At least your folks are always around. Ferry leaves every 20 minutes? Last boat, 5 p.m.? Jem, it's 5:30! That was the last boat back!
Perfect. The one you made us miss. I'd better call my dad. He'll get us out of here. Hey, my new phone! Spellman, this is all your... Hey, this stuff is getting harder. Oh.
I told you, we need to get off this island and back to my house now.
There's no way. It's impossible.
Not if we work together. I mean, we got out of Centrifuge Ride 26 with a corn dog, didn't we? Come on, give me a hand. We can use this log for a raft.
Zelena, you're happy they did this, you said?
Yes, I used to watch the show religiously as a child.
I bet you did.
Sabrina and the Teenage Witch.
The cartoon.
The cartoon, yes. And before they made, like, the second completely different series of it. I think I remember this episode. It was a really... No, I think this is the episode I remember.
This is the one episode you remember?
No. I remember a lot of the episodes. I just remember when they described it, I'm like, oh, okay, I think I know which episode this is.
I don't know this show, so how did Rochelle do as Jem?
Jem was, for me, was on and off. Because sometimes her and Faded sound a little too alike.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jem could have been a little more snooty-ish tone to her.
Is she supposed to sound really reedy?
No, Jem is the rich, popular, snooty girl.
Why was Rochelle playing her as being really reedy?
I don't know. Maybe the originals were. I can't remember now that I think of it. But yeah, her Jem could have, I think, like, just a little different tone to her. Because, like I said, she and Faded sometimes sounded the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it did get better over time. Let's see what else.
Was Faded Sabrina?
Yeah, she was Sabrina.
How was she as Sabrina?
I liked, you know, she was freaking out and everything like she was supposed to. I think she had more energy than Rochelle, if I had to compare them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're missing this last boat, and they need this boat to get to this place to get this thing, and of course
they it was such a weird place to end the scene.
Yeah, because my WinApp program just restarts it, and I'm like, oh.
I was, like, waiting to see what was going to happen. Do they ever get off the island?
Of course. It's a kid's show.
Yeah. So they don't, like, get stranded and eat each other or anything like that?
Unfortunately.
Rochelle, I wasn't really happy with you tonight. It was very, very reedy sounding. Like, very reedy sounding. The second half of the scene, you were better than the first half. But the first half was really not great for me. Faded, you made a nice recovery this week from last week. Although, apparently I was in the minority as far as disliking your performance last week. But either way, I liked you a lot more this week. I thought that your second half was weaker than your first half. But it could have just been that Rochelle came on stronger in the second half. I don't know. All I know is I did not like Rochelle at all in the first half of this scene. And I didn't like her all that much more in the second half, but I did think the second half was better.
That's interesting that they inverted that way.
Well, that's just my opinion. You could have a totally different opinion.
Right, no, I'm just saying it's interesting that in your critique that they inverted pretty much.
They did. They did. Did they invert for you?
Not really. Because, like I said, Jem did get better as it went on, which, according to my notes, it was after that scene change.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I didn't really have the inverted note that you have or connection.
Well, like I said, it could have been that Faded was good the whole time, and then when Rochelle got better, it just made her seem like kind of take more of a background. I don't know. All I know is that what stood out for me was Rochelle was not great in this scene. That was my bottom line on this. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, done. And Pot and Rye Guy are up next, and this was mixed by Rochelle.
Well, here we are in the hostile parallel ice dimension contained inside the Geek's Freezer.
And me without my lip balm!
And you without lips, but enough of this.
Good morning, good evening, everything is fun. La la la, la la la, la 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 la.
Quickly fashioning a makeshift sledge using giant French fries and spit.
Mush, Max, mush! If we ever hope to find those repairmen and get home in time for a huge congratulatory hoagie, we gotta find the source of all these multidimensional shenanigans.
Woof. Woof.
Scarecrows. Crude, but effective.
How so?
There's not a crow in sight, and the corn hasn't been touched.
I'm thinking these scarecrows are here to scare off more than just crows.
Perhaps whoever lives down there can provide the answer.
What's the password? And if you say swordfish, I'll lose it!
The password is haggis.
Boiled?
Haggis!
No signs of life, Max. Still, I can't shake this uneasy feeling that we're being watched in a cliched kind of way.
Yeah, it's just like in those cheesy teenage gore flicks. Don't strip for a shower unless you want to buy the farm. And speaking of cliched movie moments...
Freelance police, nobody move! Good work, little buddy. You can unhogtie us now.
Not until you say cheese.
Cheese!
Sorry about that back there. We thought you were, the Thing.
The Thing?
A shape-changing entity of unfathomable evil that's been stalking us. More sticky buns?
Oh, I really shouldn't.
It's just a matter of time before it gets us all! We're doomed, man! Doomed, I tell ya!
Hudson, no more coffee for you. Like you, we too were snatched like babes from our mother's arms. But why is this crazy upside-down world?
That's easy.
Tell him, Max.
All right, Sam. You and your friends have been whisked away for an extended stay in the frigid ice world spawned inside the Geek's Cool Spot Super 6 Icebox.
Yes, it's all coming back now. Darn topsy-turvy house of horrors!
We're doomed, I tell ya! Doomed!
Hudson!
Sorry, the four of us are just real messed up about all this, you know?
The four of us?
Hey, who's the new guy?
Now there's something you don't see every day.
That's exactly why I quit my summer job at the petting zoo.
Alright. So like no one told us what this was from, and I had no idea what was going on in the scene. Maybe you guys told Rochelle and she was just in a hurry and forgot to tell us. But it did sound like, someone had just said it sounded like a Spielberg thing, and it did kind of. Or like some weird version of Scooby-Doo and Batman mixed together or something.
Yeah, it could be my guess was Freakazoid. That's my guess.
That's a good guess too, or the Tick.
Yeah, the Tick was my second. It was Freakazoid or the Tick.
Did you like it?
One of the first guys that was speaking was a little reedy or too reedy.
Mm-hmm. I think Raga had the deeper voice.
Deeper
in
voice,
this.
Okay. One of them was really reedy. That's all I really remember for the intro. And there's this scary WTF sound effect that scared me.
That's not their fault.
It just freaked me out.
It scared you. It scared you.
Oh, wait. Ryguy's in this one, too.
Yeah. Ryguy had the deeper voice.
Okay.
The sexy, deeper voice.
It was a little chaotic because I really didn't know what was going on. I mean,
this was not a. I don't think this was a great choice for an audio scene because it was. I think it sounded very visual.
Right. Unless y'all use panning or really distinct voices for stuff, then it could have probably worked.
Yeah. I mean, again, they didn't mix this, so we can't take that into account. But. I did think that Pot, you did a good job. I've never heard you use that higher voice for an extended period of time, and I thought you did a good job maintaining that character. Rekka, your character was good, too, as far as the voice. There was something off about the acting, though, to me, on yours. It wasn't, like, really bad, but it wasn't, like, I would expect you to go, like, all crazy and, like, broad on Cartoon Week. It was weird to hear you like this. I don't know, Zelina.
I'm just trying to figure out where this is from.
Somebody please tell us. It's going to bug us now.
I really think it's Freakazoid, but I might be wrong.
It might be. Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
No.
Okay, done.
Done.
All right, eliminations. Dun, dun, dun.
Beady bong.
So I know a lot of you guys had problems with this theme, but some people did a great job with it, so I know it was doable. It was just challenging, and not everybody rose to this challenge. Who won tonight for you, Zelina?
Do you want top person or top two?
Top person.
Apatheria.
Apatheria, you are safe. Bree, you are safe as well. You won for me tonight. And then the other one we both really liked was who, Zelina?
Garage.
Oh. I didn't like him so much.
Oh.
Zelina liked him a lot. Bogus. You're safe.
He was my next one.
Well, okay, cool. Who else is safe?
Mine was Faded Phantom.
Mine too. Mine was actually, I had Faded over Gavarok, actually. And then Pot, you are also safe. And who's the last person that's safe, that's not in danger?
That would be Ryguy.
Ryguy. You're also safe. So it's Valk, Rochelle Euler, and Russ. And this is a sucky one because we really like all three of you guys.
We do.
And all three of you guys are usually pretty good. But one of you must go. So... Valkyrie Celeste, you are safe. It's between Rochelle and Rush. Rochelle and Russ, not Rush. Neil Peart is not involved in this.
I saw them Saturday, so happy.
But you didn't see Russ Saturday, so it's not as epic. Russ singing, I don't know. Tom Sawyer would have been epic.
That would be fun. Or roll the bones. That's what.
Russ, please sing Roll the Bones.
You know that one?
Please sing Spirit of Radio. I don't know Roll the Bones.
Roll the Bones is the one where they have the skeleton rapping in the middle of the song.
See, Russ could be that skeleton rapping. Okay. So, Rochelle, you were really reedy and you just weren't that strong. I don't think you guys picked a good scene for you. Or, well, I guess Faded did an okay job with it. But it was just, it was a weird scene. It didn't flow very well.
And it had an abrupt ending.
Had an abrupt ending, and it didn't give you guys a chance to really act. And then, same with you guys, Russ. And you picked a very subdued cartoon. Your Texas accent wasn't great, and your acting wasn't great either. Like I said, I think you focused too much on the accent. Which, again, that sucks, because I like both of you guys. Which is why I'm not going to eliminate, and I'm going to make Zelena do it.
What? You're horrible.
Welcome to Act It.
Oh, I hate elimination so bad.
You love it.
No, I don't.
I'll do it if you want me to. I'm just giving you a chance because, like, they don't ever let you do this stuff on Happiest Competition.
No, it's actually because we just take turns, which helps. Okay.
Well, we tried taking turns earlier during this elimination, and you say Gavrok over a bunch of other people that were supposed to be safe first.
I go down the list.
Okay.
And the person eliminated is, and I'm sorry because I like both of y'all, Russ.
Unfortunately, Russ, you are eliminated. Which sucks.
Sorry.
Michelle, you dodged another bullet. Good. That was a close one. You need to pick up your game, Michelle. You too, Valk. Okay, next week. Immunity challenge. By the way, Appa, you're kicking ass a lot this season.
He has.
So keep it up. Appa's been, like, really good every single time.
You think this is his season?
Might be. He wants to win. Bogus, you've really come back. You've picked it up. Bree, you've been fairly good. Gavrok, you're slipping. You need to come back and get to the top again. I think it's everybody. Everybody else has kind of stayed in the same area. Okay. Next week, the immunity challenge is to do a movie trailer. You can do any type of movie trailer you'd like. It can be a fake movie or a real movie, but it has to be a movie trailer. Do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Nope, maybe a time limit on it or time minimum.
Make it under 3 minutes and over
a minute and a half.
Yeah, make it between a minute and a half and 3 minutes, I guess. Do you want to do internet celebrities?
Well, it depends if people know who to pick or how which ones will
they'll
be.
They'll learn who to pick.
Sure, let's go with that one.
Okay. So, tell them about this one. Tell them about this challenge, though.
Pretty much, you're gonna be, this is pretty much an impersonation, but it's not really a parody. You have to be pretty honest about being this person. So, like, if somebody, can I use an example and maybe somebody can use it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do, like, the angry video game nerd, you're not really mocking him, you're actually being him. So it's kind of a serious bit. You can have fun with it, if that makes
sense. You don't have to sound exactly like the person you're imitating.
Right. But you
just have to...
No, I was just saying, you're not really just parodying them. That's the
right. Thing. Like, if you were going to do Chris Crocker, you'd have to actually not try to parody Chris Crocker, which is hard. So I don't recommend you do Chris Crocker. Take one of their videos, turn it into a monologue, and do it as if you're the character, but you don't need to sound like the character.
Right.
But you have to act it well,
mm-hmm.
like the character. So yeah, all that'll be sent out in an email by me or Zelena. Zelena likes to do these administration things and I don't, so it might be Zelena.
All right.
She's like my secretary because she's shorter than me and she calls me sir.
You suck.
I'm taking full advantage.
You suck.
Full advantage. Thank you guys for listening. Sucky elimination.
I feel bad.
Me too. All right, I don't have anything else to say. You?
Please don't hate me.
It's Zelena's fault.
It really
to be honest, our bottom three were both unanimous, and we didn't talk about it ahead of time. So, we talked about it right before we did the elimination, but we had the same bottom three and the same top four or five. So, yeah. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
It's Zelena's fault.
Suck.